You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Only 2 weeks ago, around the world, emotion-filled Easter festival celebrations were held, announcing that no man, no woman, or no child need ever again fear the sting of eternal death. These Christ-centered messages, stirring echoes of the first Easter, proclaimed both in majestic cathedrals and makeshift worship centers, all repeated with confidence and joy the stunning message of the angel at the empty Easter tomb when he announced that Jesus was no longer there. The angel said, "Jesus is not here. He has risen, just as he said." Indeed, the Easter angel's ecstatic message that Jesus Christ was no longer in the cold rock tomb, but that Jesus had been miraculously raised from the dead and then seen by over 500 people at one time, this message, this angelic message, establishes a reason for living. This is a word of encouragement needed today by thousands of retired citizens now contemplating their often meaningless day-to-day existence. And if you are one of these special senior citizens, there is hope for you. Rest your future on Jesus Christ, who did not stay in the tomb. Instead, Jesus burst the chains of death and stepped forth into life. This stunning victory demonstrated publicly that all, young and old, rich and poor, all who place their complete faith and trust in the Blessed Redeemer, shall likewise not be terminated at the hospital deathbed or at the graveside. Instead, all followers of the Savior, of every tribe and every nation, who by faith possess deep within their heart the seed of immortality, they shall spring forth into a new and endless life when Jesus Christ returns in glory. Oh, may we thank God daily that the cold casket is not the final resting place for our frail and wasting bodies. Instead, for followers of the faith, the tear-filled funeral service is only, yes, only a temporary ceremony, a pause in the glorious transition of life, reminding the survivors that the deceased in Christ is not forever gone, but shall soon be raised to immortality in the twinkling of an eye. It is this Christ-centered confidence which enabled St. Paul to write those words, which are now being offered to you today for your certain hope in your hours of discouragement. Inspired by God, the Apostle Paul powerfully proclaimed, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For, St. Paul says, the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed." St. Paul continues to explain this great miracle of the eternal life in Christ when he says, "For this perishable must put on the imperishable, and this mortal must put on immortality. But when this perishable will have put on the imperishable, and this mortal will have put on the immortality, then will come about the saying that is written, 'Death is swallowed up in victory.' O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." And now, my friends, let me introduce a somber note. With the glorious Easter celebration only 2 weeks past, skeptics and scoffers are already, no doubt, busy promoting their theories of godless unbelief. As we enter these post-Easter days, a time when the devil tries to chip away at the doctrine of the resurrection, a granite monument to the greatest of all miracles, we are also reminded of 20 years ago when a blasphemous book entitled The Passover Plot appeared in England. The author falsely claimed that Jesus did not die on the cross. Instead, the author set forth his atheistic theory that the Savior of the world was only drugged. and that Jesus was then later revived, and that therefore the resurrection was a fraud. Of course, this anti-Jesus theory makes a mockery of the crucifixion and casts doubt on the crucial Easter resurrection. Sad to say, over the years, there have been many, many who have been duped into accepting this clever fabrication, a first-class lie conceived in the very depths of hell. But not everyone was fooled by this theory, and for the record, let us point out that many others, including individuals totally uninterested in the Easter resurrection, also outrightly rejected the author's fabrication. After reviewing the book, The Passover Plot, Dr. Samuel Sandmull of Hebrew Union College stated, "This book, which says that Jesus did not die on the cross but was only drugged, should be dismissed." Dr. Sandmull further stated that the book lacks all proof whatsoever and rests on dubious inferences. My friends, you can fool individuals. You can pull the wool over the eyes of several people at one time. And even small groups are said to have experienced hallucinations. However, as you listen today, never again let anyone ever persuade you to believe that the resurrection did not occur. This Jesus, crucified on the cross and raised on the third day from the dead, according to the scriptures, was thereafter seen by over 500 people at one time. On those days when our faith seems so weak, let us always remember that even the closest disciples of Jesus did not immediately accept the fact of the resurrection. Their minds were initially extremely skeptical. But then Jesus, on the evening of the first Easter, appeared to his discouraged followers in the upper room. His sudden appearance surprised even his closest disciples, for they had thought that their master had forever vanished on the cross arms of the cruel crucifixion tool. The anxieties, however, of the fear-filled followers were soon to be driven out by the consoling Spirit of God. As this close-knit group gathered in their remote upper room, removed from the activities of the busy street below, the Savior's followers were now about to face the facts of the world's greatest miracle. Led by the Spirit of God, they were now about to experience a complete turn in their thinking. Now, right in front of their own eyes, stood the crucified and resurrected Redeemer. The hearts of the Savior's disciples trembled. How could their master, they thought, crucified only a few days earlier, now be standing in front of them? At first they thought they were seeing a ghost. But then Jesus said, "Peace be with you." And then to the doubting disciple Thomas, Jesus said, "Reach here your finger and see my hand. Reach here your hand and put it into my side. Be not unbelieving, but believing." And Thomas answered and he said to Jesus, "My Lord and my God." Oh, never again let anyone ever convince you that the resurrection did not occur. With all the evidence buttressing this historical event, only the most deluded fool can go through life denying the blessed Savior's return from the dead. The resurrection is the key to the Christian faith. The resurrection is the cornerstone on which the Christian church is built. The resurrection is the mortar which holds Christian households and families together. And this same resurrection imparts the divine knowledge of the eternal Savior, that knowledge which causes believers all over the world to freely confess, "I believe in the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come." In January 1986, a United States disaster brought tears to people all over the world. The $1.2 billion space capsule named Challenger lifted dramatically from its Florida launching pad. And then, 73 seconds later, according to the international edition of Time magazine, 7 U.S. astronauts disappeared into an orange and white fireball 9 miles above the Atlantic Ocean. Using television replay, the tragic scene was shown again and again and again, all over the world. And this instant replay brought horrors to the hearts and tears to the eyes of countless individuals again, again, and again. What happened? Where did the 7 astronauts go? Where are they now? One of the astronauts was a teacher, And one of the journalists covering the story said that the students at her school where she taught were both sad and they were angry at the same time. The principal stated that through this incident, the students learned that nothing in this life is certain. Oh, that evaluation is indeed true, and as St. Paul reminds us, if our hope is in this life only, then we are the most to be pitied. That is why, my friend, the resurrection is so important today for you. And that is also precisely why the hope of the resurrection changes everything. You see, there are those who adamantly refuse to believe in Jesus Christ and the Savior's life-giving guarantee of the resurrection from the dead. In a special interview of the Boston Globe, the newly elected president of a non-Christian religious group stated, "I try to be exhilarated by living," he said. But then even he, this handsome, well-educated, brilliant, articulate spokesman, acknowledged that he knew that someday even he would have to face death. In his moment of naked honesty, this normally positive leader soberly confessed, "I am not without sadness that each of us has to face death someday. Outside of Jesus Christ, facing death is a most terrible agony. But with faith in the Savior, everything changes. Jesus is the author of the eternal resurrection and the guarantee of eternal life to all believers. With faith in Christ, all believers stand on the immovable rock of everlasting hope. In Jesus Christ, one can plan for an exciting future even after this life is finished." No, Jesus was not a fake. The Redeemer's Easter resurrection was not a hoax. Jesus, after his death on the cross, was seen alive by over 500 people at one time. On this biblical evidence of the risen Christ, forever leave your doubts behind you. Have no more fear as each year brings you closer to the end of your earthly existence. In the resurrection of the Savior, there is for you the golden key to the door of the mansions of heaven. Jesus is not dead. He is not in the grave. Jesus Christ is alive today. For after his resurrection, the Word of God says, Jesus was seen by over 500 people at one time. As he endeavored with all his heart to spread the joy of the Christian faith, St. Paul never flinched at providing his readers with faith-building evidence. St. Paul could easily have casually observed in his writings that there were some people who thought that they might have seen Jesus after his resurrection. But no, the great apostle wanted his readers and also you today to know with confidence that Jesus was no fly-by-night fluke. Jesus was the fulfillment of all the messianic prophecies foretold centuries earlier. Jesus was not a huckster. He was hung on the cross, and he cried out in agony as he bore the sins of the world. Jesus was pronounced dead by a third-party delegation, the emotionally uninvolved Roman soldiers. But then, this murdered Messiah was seen for what he is even today. Indeed, he was seen alive, yes, alive, raised from the dead by over 500 people at one time. No wonder countless Christians rise to their feet then every Sunday and with unwavering confidence confess the Christian creeds of faith that Jesus Christ not only was, but that he is today. He is living, the resurrection, this evidence for living inspired by God the Holy Spirit and recorded in the living Word offers you today the certain hope and the unwavering confidence of the hymn writer who exclaimed, "I know that my Redeemer lives. What comfort this sweet sentence gives. He lives who once was dead. Yes, Jesus lives, my ever-living head. He lives to silence all my fears. Jesus lives to wipe away all my tears. He lives to calm my troubled heart. He lives all blessings to impart. Jesus lives and grants me daily breath. He lives and I shall conquer death. Jesus lives my mansions to prepare. He lives, yes, he lives to bring me safely there." Oh, indeed, the key question then for our generation is this: was Jesus Christ a hoax? And the faith-building answer stands solidly in front of the empty Easter tomb, reinforced only days later by the unabashed testimony of the excited early Christians, 500 of whom saw Jesus at one time. Shortly after the scientists found the sunken ship, the Titanic, over 2 miles below the surface of the Atlantic Ocean, historian Walter Lord, author of 13 books, stated that the discovery of this ship, lost for more than 70 years, was, and I quote, the greatest news story of all time. And for him, we must admit that perhaps it was true. But for you today, let the crucified and resurrected Jesus, the one seen by over 500 eyewitnesses, let this resurrected Savior, the one which offers you certain life after death, be for you the greatest story of your life. And the fact that Jesus lives today means you have someone to speak to in your prayers. You are not praying to a cold, wooden idol or empty abstraction. Begin today with newfound confidence and pray to the blessed Savior Jesus with the full knowledge that Jesus Christ will hear you and that He will answer your prayers. Jesus is living. He was seen by over 500 witnesses at one time. Pray to Jesus and live every hour with His promise. Jesus said, I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you shall receive them, and they shall be granted unto you. Oh, indeed, my friend, the resurrection is not a once-a-week celebration. The impact of the Savior's victory affects all men every hour of every day. In the resurrection of Jesus, you can have a reason to get up every morning, even if you feel that you have the worst job in the whole world. And because of the resurrection, you can know that this life is momentary. The glorious existence of joy shall soon begin for all believers in paradise. Because of the resurrection, you can pray with complete confidence. Because of the resurrection, you don't need the broken crutches of alcohol and drugs. In Jesus Christ, there is healing power for a joy-filled life. And of course, all of these promises are based solidly upon more than a mere money-back guarantee. These promises to you, my friend, are based on the changeless Word of God, which testifies that Jesus is not dead. Jesus is not gone. Jesus Christ is living today. For after His resurrection, Jesus was seen alive by over 500 people at one time. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in His resurrection, and then, my friend, you shall have a new life, both on this earth and forevermore in eternity. Amen.